It was a packed house at Assembly Chambers on Tuesday for an informational session and public forum on marijuana and the regulations coming down the pipe. Haynes and Skagway have not decided how they will handle the sale of marijuana and its products, but the conversation is starting. The legalization of pot in Alaska has a long and fuzzy past. It's been sort of legal for decades, but last fall, voters passed Ballot Measure 2, a bill that made marijuana legal for those 21 or older and would tax and regulate the production, sale, and use of marijuana in the state. Cynthia Franklin, the director of the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board and the Marijuana Control Board, spoke to locals in Haynes and Skagway last week. The goal of the sessions was to clear up misconceptions around regulations on selling marijuana and related products. The Marijuana Board is tasked with creating regulations around licensed marijuana establishments. Currently, a draft of those rules around pot businesses are up for public comment on the state's website. The fact that weed is still illegal on the federal level is confusing and makes it more difficult for companies to get off the ground.
What we know is what the federal government has the power to do is to declare regulations to not be robust enough to protect in these areas that they can, and in the case of Montana, have come in and busted out our licensees. Okay? Come into a place that is trying to comply with state regulations and that believes they're operating in a perfectly legal manner and charge them with a federal crime. We don't want that.
Obtaining a marijuana business license is similar to getting a liquor license, with one big difference. There are a finite number of liquor licenses available regionally within the state, and so they can be bought and sold privately at an inflated price. The number of marijuana business licenses, which will cost $5,000, will not be limited.
Ultimately, the free market will determine how many marijuana licenses are supported in this state, right? And if we attach the secondary market value to these licenses, then we invite speculation in the licenses. We invite people who come in not because they intend to actually operate a retail marijuana store, but people who want to come in and get a license so that they have something to sell to someone else.
Franklin also touched on local option. A community can vote to ban marijuana establishments completely. A town can also decide how much to tax products, where businesses can be situated, as well as how many can be set up. She said the state won't issue a license if it is a violation of local laws. Last week, the Matanuska-Susitna Valley community of Palmer voted to ban establishments entirely. The proposition prohibits commercial cultivation, manufacturing, testing, and retail stores. In Fairbanks and Bethel last week, however, communities acknowledged the potential for revenue and voted in favor of taxing marijuana sales 5 and 15% respectively. It's still up in the air what Haynes and Skagway will do. If all goes well in the regulatory process, the state will start accepting applications for pot-related businesses on February 24, 2016. The state will then dole out licenses on May 24th.
If you make the mistake of going and reading articles and reading the comments, you would become convinced that we were late or we were dragging our feet or we were never going to make this happen. But in fact, we have miraculously stayed on an incredibly tight and what some people would say nearly impossible schedule.
There's a Haynes Borough Assembly public meeting slated for October 28th to discuss the potential for businesses in Haynes. There are four types of establishments laid out in the ballot measure: retail stores, cultivation operations, product manufacturing facilities, and testing services. Future marijuana-related businesses in Southeast will have to overcome a myriad of challenges to even open their doors. One of the biggest is transportation. Licensees have to track where they get their pot from if it comes outside their home community. Border crossings, airlines, and ferries all have hefty restrictions. But the pot has to be tested for potency before it is sold. That means that the pot would have to be tested with equipment that runs over $100,000 in Haynes and Skagway.
It's a problem. I'm not saying it's not a problem. I'm just saying that it remains to be seen what will be done and how creative people will be able to get. It is the hope, and it was the discussion of the board, that the testing equipment could be transported into communities that needed testing.
Christine Harder owns Buckshot and Bobby Pins in Skagway. She ran her store in Haynes for several years before relocating. She was vocal at last week's forum, along with others who are interested in starting marijuana enterprises. Last month in Skagway, Harder said the potential for local regulations might just make things more complicated than they need to be.
I see it as just more burdensome, extra taxes, and sometimes I feel when I listen to candidates talking about wanting to bring this in and how it's good for the community, I feel like they're just playing to those who they think would not support it in any other way unless they were getting local taxes. And I'm not always sure that more tax is a good thing.
She said that over the summer in Skagway, she had lots of tourists asking where to buy marijuana edibles, but she had to tell them that yes, pot is legal, but the details on selling it haven't been worked out yet. She said when the application process begins in February, she'll be ready.
Well, I sure have the space for it, and I am off Broadway, but it would be like me and everybody else in town will be applying for the license. Have I saved the $5,000? Yes.
Written comments on the regulatory draft will be accepted until November 11th on the state's website. Oral comments will be taken on October 15th and 16th in person and via telephone. You can find a link to the comments section on our website at khns.org. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.